Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
If you were listening earlier, you might have heard Derek Kelly on from Dublin City Council telling us about how they plan to get the rubbish bags off the streets by introducing these two big compactors, one close to Temple Bar, one at St Stephen's Green, and some listener reaction to all of that coming into us on 51551. Finally, bin bags off our city centre streets. It's always embarrassing in front of tourists, says this listener. I hope the new bins work out. This one, though, is concerned about what there is to stop people from leaving their bags on the footpath beside the compactor. CCTV won't stop the dumping. The one on Found Street, that's in Temple Bar, will be used as a public toilet. People will urinate behind it. Let's hope not. I was in Dubrovnik over the summer, says this listener. All of the garbage was picked up in the very early hours of the morning every day. The space looked spotless at all times. There was no garbage. Isn't that American? Garbage. There you go. We'll take it. There was no garbage left out at any other time. This is a positive move, says this listener, for blind and visually impaired people. There will be less clutter on the streets. And this one, I live in the city. This is a huge improvement. So criticising the collection of the waste on bikes and the possible unsightliness of the unit is being negative before it even starts. What is disgusting is the bags currently being ripped open and the trash, that's American as well, being strewed around the city. Strewn around the city, it's a no-brainer. I welcome it. We were talking about Americanisms creeping into how we speak here on the programme. There you go. It's here. It has arrived. And keep those messages coming in. The WhatsApp number 0870 32 32 32. Portugal will be playing Ireland tomorrow in that World Cup qualifier with the loss to Armenia last month, leaving many of us our hopes of us being in North America next year in tatters. Ken Early is with us, Second Captain's presenter. Hello, Ken.
Hey, Claire, how are you doing?
You're there, aren't you? You're in Lisbon for the match.
I am. I'm just sitting across from the José Avalad Stadium where the game's going to be tomorrow and where we've just seen Hamer Halgrimsson and Evan Ferguson do the pre-match press conference.
How are they? How's the form?
I mean, not great.
Oh, God.
You know, well, it's just been all about Armenia. You know, this game that we lost last month, and it just feels like the entire week has just been like, what happened in that game? You know, rather than sort of even talking about this game against Portugal, it's like, what happened? Mm-hmm. You know, has anyone kind of got their heads around it? I mean, we had this, in many ways, remarkable press conference with Finn Azaz the other day, where he said, you know, maybe we weren't really aware of the challenge that we were going to be going up against in Armenia. Maybe we weren't sort of prepared. Basically saying we weren't really prepared for it. We were almost taken by surprise by how good these guys were. You know, so that was sort of put to Halgrimsson today. Like, should you not be kind of, is that not your job to kind of prepare them for these challenges, that they're aware of, you know, at least what they're going to be, that they're ready? That's what a coach's job is. And Halgrimsson is like, well, you know, he shouldn't have felt that way. He certainly shouldn't have felt that. But, you know, as to exactly what it was, I don't think anyone's really clear. It was just an all systems breakdown, you know.
Do you know, before chatting to you this morning, I was reading Gary Breen, who's writing in The Independent this morning, and he's talking about the sort of muddled approach to the job that he sees Hamer Halgrimsson having, also that harking back to Armenia, the inability to get over it and move on. Are those criticisms well-founded, do you feel?
Well, I mean, the whole thing about Halgrimsson is that he was supposed to bring a certain outsider's clarity and rationality to what we were doing. I think Gary Breen mentioned in the piece in a sort of slightly derisive way, maybe he's better on the computer than he is on the dugout. And we have actually seen quite a lot from Halgrimsson's computer. He has been making detailed notes and you know, he's given us a few little flashes of that over the months. But in terms of how it's translated to the pitch, it just hasn't happened. I mean, even in the game against Armenia, he made two substitutions at halftime. I mean, a coach that makes two substitutions at halftime is kind of admitting that the team he picked wasn't the right team. Usually it's a sign that things are going badly off the rails. Mm-hmm. He's also changed out about a third of the squad since the last since the last match. You know, so evidently, you know, players, certain players were dropped. Jason Malumbi is an example. Gary Brinkev were dropped, and then they're back in. There's not really much explanation as to why he wasn't good enough last month, but now he's good enough. You know, there are some injuries and so on, but it's sort of it does create.
There's Ken's line gone. Is it? Is Ken gone?
Let's see if this works.
Sorry, Ken.
Nobody's really.
Ken, your line just dropped there, but you're back now. And just looking at Portugal, it seems to my untrained eye that they could field two really good teams. Like, they have an embarrassment of riches here, don't they?
Yeah, I mean they're an outstanding team. Obviously, they've got you know, Cristiano Ronaldo. His face is staring at me from his from the portrait they have on the stadium. This he played for Sporting Lisbon 20 years ago, and he's still their number one. Guy, so back to his home ground. I mean, they've just got brilliant players in almost every position. And, you know, Halgrimsson said today, look, you know, they're going to have 60, 70% of the ball. We're going to be defending nearly all the time. We'll have hardly any chances to score. So it's important to make the most of those chances. You know, generally, he's not, you know, whereas the tone before the previous games in September had been a little bit more, you know, we're going to do it. We believe we're going to the USA. Now it's sort of like, well, you know, we'll do our best.
Yeah, we'll try and come out of it with our dignity. But it doesn't sound like they're looking forward to it. It doesn't sound like you're looking forward to it either, Ken, if I'm straight with you.
Well, yeah, I suppose there's always a chance of something crazy happening. But I mean, it would be an insane outcome if Ireland were to get anything from the game. So it's that hope that will keep us all going along. You know, maybe we're going to see something crazy tonight, but we're probably going to see something quite sensible, something that doesn't surprise anybody, a comfortable win for Portugal. And maybe the thing that Ireland really needs to be careful of is just not conceding too many goals, mm-hmm. because the goal difference can make a difference. The goal difference can be a deciding factor in a FIFA qualification group. So please, even if it's a defeat, let's just try and make sure it's not too heavy.
All right, well, get yourself some of those nice Portuguese pastries anyway, you know, try and make the best of it. And we still have our hope, as we say. Ken, thanks so much. Ken Early there from Second Captain.